that who you are is to be found in the looking, not in that which appears, but in who is looking, the space, the awareness, the presence, the witnessing presence. You are the witness. And you see the pain, you feel it. No need to label it even, it's just there, it is. That means the pain is not using your thought processes anymore. It's not feeding on your mind. The link is cut between emotion and thought processes. Emotion is seen directly. That is the end of the pain body masquerading as a self, a me. And that is how the vicious circle is broken. Otherwise, the vicious circle remains and you are forced to reenact the old pain again and again and recreate it in your life through situations. So the realization comes that karma, what the East calls karma, which people usually think is to do with things that happen to me, things that happen to you are a tiny aspect of karma, maybe 10%. 90% of karma is your unconscious reactions to what happens. And a large part of that is the pain body. So the pain body amplifies what happens, distorts it, and creates drama out of it. It can do that with simple situations. I can often see it, how people get angry with me because I cannot respond to everybody. There's too much, so many letters come in, I'll still read them, it is wonderful to see. But then people expect, I wrote to you 4 weeks ago and you still have not even acknowledged my letter. They don't realize that there are 3,000 other letters. But it becomes personalized, and this pain flows into a relatively insignificant event that has nothing to do with this incident. It's old pain, going back to childhood perhaps, not being acknowledged, then going back beyond childhood into old human pain. And so, but they don't see the simple, the neutral event and their reaction to the event through pain, they become one. Events are neutral. But people, as long as you're unconscious, you mix up your reaction with a neutral event. I mentioned before saying, he let me down. You're already constructing a story out of a neutral event. He promised me something and then he didn't give it to me. That's the fact. But especially if the pain body comes in, that's not enough. The pain, you will react to the fact through the pain. You will react to the fact through the mind-made entity which needs to be right. So can you imagine these two getting going to really one, getting together, the old pain that wants more pain and the mind-made self that needs to be right and therefore needs to make somebody else wrong. So he did something to me. A big drama develops out of that. And you miss the simplicity of things that there is without the story at this moment. Either he's here or he's not here. He calls me, he doesn't call me. It's fine. Whatever the demands that are placed, you mentioned earlier, go. They don't understand, he doesn't understand me. He should, but he doesn't. It's painful. You could have a lot of pain reaction because your father doesn't understand you. a big drama. Fine. What difference does it make? No difference.